Okay, so Hilchas Tzedaka, Simen Hey, Simen Lamed Dalet Sif Hey. So let's see how far we get.
Harayt no, Vav, 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 you did Hey already.
Sif Vav, I'm sorry. Sif Vav, and this is from Friday, because we don't, we take Friday off, at least for the winter. So we try and do some on Thursday and some on Matzah Shabbos. So nice and Labanav, nice of Gedoylim, Shein Echai, was on the same. Like very common for people. You give money to your children, to your boys and girls, that you're not chayiv to feed them, which means in brackets, everybody should know this leniency, right? They're older than 6 years old. You're not chayiv to feed your kids when they're older than 6 years old. This obviously does not apply nowadays, right? But
why is it different?
Because back nowadays, it's illegal. It's illegal.
And back then it was legal?
Back then, a six-year-old had to go out and work. I think, I don't know if that's age six, but yeah, they meant to work. There was no school, at least I don't think. Maybe there was some school, but they went out and they earned themselves a living. But yeah, so k'day l'lamed es habanim toira u'lehaneg habanis b'derech yishara, in order to teach the kids toira, and to hanek habanas b'derech yishara, to bring them up. And somebody gives a present to his father, but she'ena yochel lefarnas rak mitzvah tzedakah. That's the only time you can use tzedakah money to feed your father, is if you don't have other money to give to him. And they need it. Hareza bechlal tzedakah. That's included in tzedakah, which the real fallout from that is when somebody pays for his child's wedding. That's for sure, David. There's no requirement for somebody to pay for his child's wedding. His child has got to pay for his own wedding. Our hanhaga is that we help the kid most, help their child pay for the wedding. But really, there's no chiv. You don't have any more chiv to pay for your child's wedding than somebody else has to pay for you. You went to somebody else to pay for his wedding, to ask pay for your wedding, they would use ma'aser money. So why can't you use ma'aser money to pay for your kid's wedding? So that's the pasha, the din. It's not so simple though, because again, what's accepted in the world to do, you may not necessarily be able to use from ma'aser. So you obviously have to ask the question. But the ikar din is like the kids of Shulchan Aruch is saying, that anything that you're not required to do, that comes from tzedakah. Not only that, but they come first. Your parents, family comes first. Even if it's not a father and it's not a child, it's a relative. He comes first. Poor people from your own house, meaning your own family, come before people from the city. And the aniyim from the city come before the aniyim of another city. But somebody who's a gabbai tzedakah, right, which we had in tonight's daf, who's giving out tzedakah, you have to make sure you're not partial to your own relatives. Fine. So there's a lot. I mean, there's obviously each one of these sifim could be a 2-hour shir unto itself about the halachas. Okay, Zion. Call it tzedakah la'ani, v'sever panam rois, v'panam kavushes b'karka. If somebody gives tzedakah to an ani with a sour face, or just looking at the ground and not treating them respectfully. Even if you give him 1,000 gold coins, which is pretty stupid thing to do. You're giving 1,000 gold coins, you're going to lose your schus by not doing it with a happy face. And you have to be sad with him on his Torah that he needs tzedakah. And you should speak nice things to him and try and be menachem him. Fine. So meaning, it's how you do it. It's how you give the tzedakah that's extremely important. You are not, this is a hard one, you're not allowed to turn an ani away empty-handed. Even if all you do is give him one little dried fig,
Does this mean every mishloach that comes to your door?
That's a very good question. Let's just finish this first. Shenemar al yoshev dach niklam. Right, pasuk and tilim. Do not give somebody who's down and out. Don't turn them away empty handed. V'mein biyotcha klum. Let's say you don't have anything. Mali tein loy. You don't have what to give him. Paiseo b'dvarim. At least speak nicely to him. V'asu ligor ba'ani olag biya koyle elov. And you're not allowed to yell at an ani. You can't lift up your voice. Raise your voice. Because his heart is broken. Hashem is not going to be mevaza, somebody who's down and out. And woe is to the person who shuts down an ani, meaning who embarrasses him and yells at him. You should be like a father, whether in words, whether in pitying him. Okay, so the shaila is, nowadays, do you have to give to each and every one? So if you don't have money on you, that's not a problem. Question is, you have a credit. It used to be that you didn't have money. Now they all have credit cards. They all have credit card machines. So if you're like me, and you don't have your credit cards on, you just have an Apple Watch. So then a lot of times these guys' machines don't work with the Apple Watch. So then you don't, what else are you going to do? But basically what we say is that it's not easy to say this pshat, but basically there are so many aniyim now that you can't say that the halacha applies, right? I mean, there's really halacha, you're supposed to go greet everybody with a good morning too. So that's halacha that's also almost impossible to keep because there's so many people. Back then they lived in small towns. How many collectors came? It's not feasible. So therefore, especially when you're davening, you're certainly not mechuyev to disturb your davening when somebody comes to collect.
Legitimate aniyim, or is like I'm collecting for this and this?
So that's the thing. Right. Very good. Thank you. That's very good. It has to be an ani collecting for himself. It cannot be an ani, a guy collecting for a yeshiva, or you know he's getting a percentage. That doesn't count. That does not count. That's for sure doesn't count. It's all about somebody who's really an ani, which. Yeah, sometimes you have them. You know, you got all those guys that write on the papers, you know, very, you know, sad stories. Fine. Test. Atzadok arei b'chlal ha-nedarim. This is also a very important halacha that comes up a lot. Atzadok is a neder. Lefika ha-imer arei alai selah l'tzadok. If somebody says, I'm giving a selah to tzadok, I arei selah zet tzadok. Or he says, this selah is tzadok. Chayev l'tnei l'aniyim miyad. He needs to give it to the aniyim immediately. And if you push it off, you're over on an iser of pushing off giving your tzedakah, since you're able to give it right away. If aniyim are not found, he has to separate it and leave it until he finds aniyim. If he makes a neder in the base of knesses that he's giving to the gabai, it's not for aniyim, it's going to the shul. So then you're not over until that gabe asks. Buzz over and then you're over immediately. Unless you know that the gabe doesn't need the money now. Meaning, you said, I'm going to donate, your guy says, I'm going to donate the lights. But they say, okay, we're covered this month for the lights. Okay, so you don't have to give it until later. You should just leave it there by him. Now, because of this, so since it has the din of a nether, let's say you say you're giving money to a collector, right? Or what's very common, you see the collector going around during shul and you take a dollar out of your pocket and you're holding it waiting for him to come around and then he just leaves. So now you made a nether of that money to go to the collector. So that is not simple. What do you do with that dollar? You can't go give it to somebody else because you had it in your head for that specific person. Therefore, the best way out of this is, and everybody should do it now, I don't know if you have to do it verbally or not, but you should put in your head that from now on, for the rest of your life, the tzedakah is b'li neder until it gets into the hand of the ani. Like this, anytime you take out money from your pocket, that's considered b'li neder until it actually gets into the ani's hand. And then you don't have this issue. You had Misha Amar etin selah tzedakah l'plaini. I'm going to give this selah tzedakah l'plaini. Eino over atshiyove oisei ani. You're not over until that ani comes. This is again, this is talking about where you're going to give him the ani, to give the money to the ani, but you're just pushing it off. And every person can separate money for tzedakah And you can hold on to it. You don't have to give it all at the same time. Meaning, you separate your ma'aser. You're not mechuyev to empty your bank account right away. You can hold on to it to give as the causes come along. Yeah, fine. So Yud Aleph, and therefore the one that says this eitz is Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you make the tanai that it's not tzedakah until it gets into their hand. Okay, Yud Aleph, this is good for those that are gabay tzedakah. Somebody forces others that they should give tzedakah. And he, you hacked him. You know what collectors do. Gabay tzedakahs. You get more schar than the person that gives, even though it's annoying and it's embarrassing, etc., etc. You get more schar. Shenemar v'hoya masi tzedakah shalom. Gabay tzedakah kuyotzibem shegoyvim es tzedakah. And gabay tzedakahs and similar people that collect tzedakah, nemar umatzdike harabim kakoychavim. Those that give tzedakah to the public or make the public do tzedakah are like stars. Gabay tzedakah shani mecharfim moisei, ein lei lachish. And gabay tzedakah that the aniyim are yelling at him. No, don't be concerned. Ki al yidezes chusa yosef gadol, because you have a big schus, which was actually yesterday's daf that said that somebody who does work for the public, Taisus says, gets sad because you constantly, people are, from all sides, the people giving don't want to give you, the people collecting have tainas on you, et cetera, et cetera. But the kids are saying that, and it's based obviously on Shulchan Aruch, that you get a lot of schar. Yud Beis, Amayli Gedoyle, Shein Lamayli, Men of Amayli, Sa Tzedakah. The highest level of Tzedakah is he, Hamachzik B'yad Yisrael, Hamach, U'mata Yodah, Kodem She'eni L'gamri. It's if you strengthen a yid and you help him out before he becomes an ani. How? Matana haguna b'derech kovid. If you give him a good proper present in the b'kovidik way, in a very respectful way, or you lend him money so that he doesn't have to feel embarrassed, or yaseim shutfus, or you bring him into the business, or yamtzi le'ezah esek, or you give him a job. Or any malacha to be mechazik him that he doesn't need to come on to collect, right? So you give him a job, basically. Strengthen, hold on to a person until he, so that he doesn't fall. Yud Gimel, Yeshli Zar, Litin, a Tzedakah, Behesta, Bechol, Mashevshar. Tzedakah should be given hidden. And if you don't know who you're giving it to, and the Ani has no idea, meaning if he doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the Ani doesn't know where it's coming from, then that's the best. Somebody should not glorify himself with tzedakah that he's giving. But if he is makdish something to tzedakah, you are allowed to write your name on it, like, donated by so-and-so. And then it should be as a memory. But Roy lost his cane, and this kitzer says, and it's Roy to do this. Right? And also, the reason to do this is because you get other people to give. They say, oh, we got a lot of attention. So, that's what, that's why it might be kedai to put your name, even though it looks like it's gaiva. Okay, you dalit, but yoyse tzrikon lashkiach ha-tamid chacham ani losis le-lefich vayda. You have to be very careful to give a Talmud Chacham who's an Ani according to his covet. If he doesn't want it, let's ask him lischor leischora. What you should do is give him business. Shemaychon leischora bezol, either sell him things at a discount, the kind of imenu schora biyoker, or buy his product for more money. Then it's a common question. If you decide to buy from somebody who's an Ani and they're more expensive, can you take it from Misa? So the the extra money, for sure, you can. And if this Talmud Chacham knows how to be a businessman, then lend him money that he could do business. If you give Milai, that meaning you give him product, to Talmud Chacham, and you'll be Yoshev and Yeshiva Shamalav. Amru, Kol Navim Lo Nistavu Elu Loise Prakmatchil. The Talmud Chacham and Masi Bitul Talmud Chacham. Navim didn't say Navua only on people that give business to Talmidei Chachamim and marry their daughters off to Talmid Chacham. Tesvav, Loilam Yarchik Adam Asatzman at Tzedakah, Vigagalatz, Vitzar, Shalay, Tzarach Levriyas. A person should distance himself from Tzedakah and try his hardest that he should not have to come on to people giving him Tzedakah. V'chein Tzivu Chachamenu Zal, Asay Shabbat Chacholvay, Tzarach Levriyas. Better that you should make Shabbos into weekday and don't need Briyas. Oh, we said that whatever money you spend on Shabbos, you get back. That's true if you have the money. So if you have the money, spend it, and Hashem will cover it. But if you don't have the money, then don't go borrowing in order to make Shabbos. Even if you are chacham mechubad and you came in on a yasek ba'umnus, then go work. Even if it's a disgusting, meaning come a garbage man or whatever it is. It's better to do that, even if you're a chacham and you're a kubadik chacham. You shouldn't do it. Don't come out to Brias. Tezayin, komi shein etzarach litol me'atzdaka umerame es abrias v'naitel. Anybody who doesn't need tzedakah, and you fool people, and you take it, ain't a mace achi etzarach l'brias. They will not die until you taka will need to come out to people. V'chol mi shetzarach litol ve'ena yachal lichyos, elim kein yitol, and somebody who needs to take tzedakah, and he can't live, unless he takes kagan zake, and somebody's elderly or chayil or sick or bal yisurin, or he has problems, who makes daite vein and noitel, and he's a gaiva and he doesn't take tzedakah, hareis a shoyfich dam, he's considered like he's a blood spiller. Umeschay benafshay and he's chay misa, which I don't think that means literal, but if you know that you're in a situation you have to take tzedakah, then you have to take. Vein loy betzare ela avoynes vechatayim, and then his tzar is an avera, meaning people offer tzedakah. Person is stubborn, he doesn't want to take it, it's a problem. Let's say somebody who does need to take, but he causes himself pain and he lives a life of pain in order not to come onto the tzibur, that's okay. He's not going to die until he'll have enough money to provide for others. Meaning, so there's a few levels here. If you take when you're not supposed to get, then you're going to end up being in a situation where you're going to need to take tzedakah. If you really, really need it and you have no way of getting money, then you're a shayfich dam. You're a blood spiller. But if you could do it, but it's just going to cause you a real life of pain, then that you should not take money. Praised is the person, or blessed is the person who is Bateach Bashem. What do you say we have to go up to in Hilchos Challah Vav?
I think so. To finish today?
What?
To finish today?
Yeah. Yes, 35.
Yeah. Yeah, Zion. Go to Zion.
Wow, it's really long. We do it? Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Why not? Let's do it. So now, changing gears.
Hilchos Challah on the app. You have to download the next volume.
Oh, for those that have the app, you need the next volume of Kitzer.
I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay, for those that have the Kitzer on the Hour Scroll app, you need the next volume. Okay, Hilchos Challah. Hilchos Challah, it's interesting. Hilchos Challah is also from a major amount of shilas, especially on a Thursday and a Friday, get asked about a Hilchos Challah. Right? Okay, Hilchos Challah, boy, taste test sifim. Isa mechameshas mine dagen dough from 5 grains. Chitin, sairin, kusmin, shibala, shul, shifan. Right? Chayevas bechala, they're all chayev and chala. Koinim shemafrisha nechala, mevorchin, before you separate the chala, you make a bracha, baruch ato Hashem, alakinu melech, haylam, asher, kidushan, ma mitzvaysov, itzivan, ala afrish chala. Benaitlin kezayis, mina isa, and then you take a kezayis, preferably. It's not required, but that's the way the kids are paskani, mina isa, vesar, benoisa, beish, and you burn it in fire. Meaning, there are those that say you can throw it in the garbage, and the chatchil is burning in the fire. The minig is to burn it in the oven that you're baking the bread. But you should not do it at the same time. Right? At least l'chatchil. Right? You either do it before or after, or you can wrap it in foil and burn it that way. Or you can put it on the stovetop in foil. Now, this is considered treif. The Hafrosh HaSvah is considered like treif. So you should not put it down directly on the metal in your oven or on the stovetop or in your grill or whatever it is. Right? Fine. And if you can't burn it for whatever reason, then you can put it into a bag and throw it out. But in that case, you should use less than a kazayas. Okay.
And if you don't put it in tinfoil and it touches your oven, touches the grates or whatever?
You should kasher your oven. L'chatchila, you should kasher your oven.
Okay.
Right? Which is not a big deal. Just turn it on high for whatever it is. Fine. Beis, kama shiro isa shi'ischai b'chala. How much dough do you need to make in order to be chai b'chala? Kol shenasa mechameshis revayim kemach. Okay, it's going to be hard to translate this into exact measurements. V'heim kumay arbon v'sholish beitzim v'chaymish beit. So that's 43 1/5 eggs. V'heim b'klolim eich moedidin. Basically, there's a big machlokes. Like with everything, the Chazon Ish shear is very, very large. The Reb Chaim Noah's shear is very small. Reb Chaim Noah's shear is about 2.5 pounds, which means that we definitely have to separate challah from 2.5 pounds. But just based on the women's shear we just finished, you should not make a brach until you separate challah, which is near the Chazon Ish shear, which is closer to 5, slightly less than 5 pounds. How that translates into the sourdough, I don't remember now. 1,200, whatever. I don't remember exactly. Okay. Gimel. Hamatzah shoyvim lepesach. Aval bishu b'chol isu b'fnei atzma lo yoy yashir chala. Right? A regular matzah does not require a shir chala. It's not big enough. Mekomakom kivin shemanichin osin l'soy kli echad. Since you put all the matzahs into one box, hakli mitzarfen, the kli combines them, v'chayavim b'chala, now they're chayim and chala. V'tzrichin lashkiach, and you have to be careful, shiyu kol ha-matzahs menochas v'soy chakli. They all have to be in a kli. Even though some of the matzahs stick out of the box, that still combines. Meaning, this comes up a lot. You made multiple challahs or multiple doughs in the kitchen, right? And you, should you make separate afrushes? Not. So if they're in the same box or in the same bag, then they definitely combine. If not, then each one needs its own. But if the full matzahs are only on top, and not inside a kli, and they don't combine. And even if you just cover it with a mapa, with a tablecloth, or a bag, or whatever it is, it doesn't help. But if you put the matzahs into a sheet, meaning basically you wrap it, then with a sudden is like with a cloth, and then that sudden becomes like that's all in a utensil and it combines everything. Even though in the middle it's revealed. You got to make sure that one whole matzah doesn't come out. So basically, if you want to combine all your doughs, so you got to wrap it in something. Let's say you take sourdough and you're taking that sourdough in order to make starter to make other doughs. Right? You have to take that off before you separate challah. Which is borscht. You're taking it just to make soup. You need to take it after you separate the challah. I mean, the question is that starter considered part of the dough or not? Hey, la'achar Pesach shaloichin tzor me'avir kachavim mazalus. When you're taking your starter from goyim, parrots, right? You're taking the starter from the goyim, right? L'chametz b'ha'isa to make your sourdough. Tzrichin lizar la'afir shchala yosef gedoyla. Masha ha'yosar. You have to make sure you take more chala than what it's going to make in sourdough. Okay, that's not really so nageh. V'ha'isa isa g'day lavashla. If somebody's making, this was nageh to donuts on Hanukkah. If you make dough in order to cook it, or to fry it, you separate challah without a bracha. Because it's a machloikis, if challah is being separated, not to be baked, if it requires challah. So you do it, but with no bracha. But if you take it to bake a little bit of it, filu davar mu'ud, even if all you're baking is a little bit, mafishim men achala bibracha, you mafish challah with a bracha. So that's the eitz. If you know you're making lots of donuts and you want to make the hafrashas challah and you want to do it with a bracha, so then bake even one donut and that will be enough. Zayin. Let's say your dough is kneaded, K-N-E-A, right, with eggs or with fruit juice. Yesh b'kama sveikas. You have lots of sveikas, whether it needs hafroshas chalav. L'chein, tzarech l'ar b'isa b'shas lisha k'tzas mayim. You need to put a little bit of water in there. Oy chalav, oy milk, oy dvash, or honey. Vash dvoirim, bees honey. Oy yayin, or wine. Oy shemen, shemen zayas, olive oil. Does mafrish v'mena chala b'bracha. Then you mafish chala with a bracha. Chestu? No, Josiah?
Yeah, now all of these things, when you take Josiah, sour,
yeah.
Okay.
That, yeah. Is that, you have to have the shear?
What do you mean?
Meaning I have to have the minimum shear of the sourdough starter to take chala off it? Well, I'm not sure what he's talking about.
You're talking about?
To take the dough to use it for starter.
Right. Come on, hey, or dalid?
I think it was. I think it was dalid.
Yeah, so that's talking about where you're using it not really as dough. You're using it just to.
I'm saying that's how you do start. That's how you make sourdough. You take the starter, which is liquid, not really liquid, but it's so what you need to take off challah from that every time. I mean, how does that work?
Let's say once you took off enough in the beginning, then it's fine.
Saying you have, but isn't there a shear that you have to have of dough in order to take off challah?
Isn't the starter like the yeast? Count it as the yeast.
It's yeast. But once you took off enough parrots and then you made from there, then
you start off your starter is usually not even a cup of flour, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're taking challah off of that?
No, because it doesn't have a shear.
Right. So I'm saying when did this ever? I mean, I guess he's talking commercial bakers that are adding in, you know, 5 pounds of starter.
If you're, I don't understand. You have starter, and now you
meaning he never pounds. Gets to that point of 5 pounds of flour in sourdough. He never gets to that point.
That's starter, what? Unless you're a commercial baker.
So he never ever needs it because he's never ever making it enough. Whereas if my wife is making challah, she's making 5 pounds of challah in one shot.
Understand, but when she's making 5 pounds and she adds starter, she's not adding 5 pounds of starter. He's saying you have to take challah from the starter and then also challah when you make the challah.
I'm not sure. I mean, because you're saying that you're just making it to small amounts.
This is really only the gap for like commercial bakers that are making 5 pounds of starter in the fridge.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah.
In the last sift, what do you mean add milk? I thought you can't add milk.
Well, it depends. You'd have to make a simen on it or whatever it is.
So you'd have to do the
requirements of making dairy bread, which would be a simen, or maybe you're making rolls, so it's a one-time use, whatever the terim are.
And the minimum, right. These minimums are the flour or the mixture of flour and water.
What?
When they say the minimums, let's say 5 pounds, is that a 5 pound bag of flour?
Yes.
Or it's a 5 pound mixture, so it's really 2.5 pounds of flour and 2.5 pounds of water. I mean, when they say I'm making 5 pounds bag of challah, it's a 5 pound bag of challah, but the dough itself is now, let's say, 7 or 8 pounds because you're adding in water.
No, it's 5 pounds of flour.
It's the dry flour.
Yeah, it's flour.
Okay, so somebody has, that's really 10 pounds of starter if you're doing a 50-50 mix.
guess.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's half half. That's a lot of starter. Wow.
Huh? By the way, I should have said this. We're still recording. Okay, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to the end of this. But whole wheat is a whole tumult. You need really much more than 5 pounds. Because the way whole wheat works is they separate the junk and then they put it back in. So therefore, it's looked at like it's not the same as the original dough.
I mean, like the flour, but, so you have to double the flour?
It's already like diluted?
Not double. I don't know.
It's already like diluted?
Yeah, because once it was taken out of there. So really, once it takes it out, so it has its own measurement. So then you're adding it in. So then it's considered a different, in the footnote here, I'm looking. I don't know what he, no, truth, I don't know, won't help. He says, what's his measurements here?
In the app he has, before Challah, he has a page of Klalim with the measurements. Between Simin Lamed Dalet and Simin Lamed Hay.
No, 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 I know, but I'm looking for what the calculation is for the whole wheat.
That means all these people that are making their sourdoughs with half whole wheat and half this, that's the problem then?
What? Yeah, you got to add more. You got to add more. Yeah. I gotta get back to this permit. All right. Okay, good work.
Shkayach, thank you.